3. The Magician's Airfield. Gubbins suggested to Winston Churchill that the SOE should consist of three groups: agents recruited to harass the enemy, instructors to train them, and scientists and technicians to invent and manufacture devices for undercover warfare. The training schools to research and development sites would be in country houses requisitioned at the outbreak of the war. The Prime Minister came to regard them as "my Academy of Ungentlemanly Warfare," with Gubbins as its headmaster. Many of the instructors were British soldiers who had returned from Dunkirk and Norway initially to be trained to defend the British mainland against the German forces assembling across the Channel. When the threat of invasion faded, Churchill told the War Cabinet that the troops would be used to train SOE recruits and provide a swift means of our return to the coast of France. Gubbins had decided the perfect place for training schools was in the West Highlands of Scotland. Its mountains, ravines, and lochs had for centuries been breeding grounds for generations of fierce fighting tartan-kilted warriors. Thousands of Highlanders had served in British battalions in the Great War, on the Western Front, Gallipoli, Macedonia, and Salonika. Some had served under Gubbins in North Russia in 1918 to deny both German and Bolshevik forces access to the ports of Murmansk and Arkhangelsk. He had hand-picked a number of them to become SOE instructors. Some would be sent to Canada, where the first training camp overseas was to be based. The camp was set up after William Stevenson, Britain's intelligence chief in North America, had proposed to Donovan that although the United States had not yet entered the war, Americans should be trained alongside SOE agents in preparation for the fast approaching time they would be needed. They should be taught to be calculating and reckless with disciplined daring. On December 6, 1941, Stevenson flew to Ottawa to lease 260 acres of Canadian government-owned land on the north shore of Lake Ontario at Whitby. It had been a training camp for soldiers, with accommodation and facilities for 500 men and women.